Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I feel like it's been way too long since I've just done a straight up solo show. I've had so many guests on, which is a great thing. And I've absolutely loved getting to share the platform and talking with friends and growing other people's channel and, you know, just splitting out a little bit. That's been fun. But man, we need some quality time. You and I, let's focus on us and the Niners, of course. So I am very, very happy just to be myself with you guys. And I'm pretty excited about today's show. It's going to be a twofold show. The second half of the show is going to be a mock draft based around a concept of trading back. Okay. I'm in this really cool kind of 32 podcasters from each team doing a full 7-round mock draft over 3 days. We're going to start, I think it's like April 12th. And so each team gets like 4 minutes and we go through like the whole draft and there's trades and there's all this kind of stuff. And there's big group chat, war room, all that fun stuff. Well, I represent the 49ers at 11. And so I am DMing every single team below the 49ers with trade to say, hey, 49ers want to trade back from 11. Are you interested? Let's work something out pre-draft so that when we're on the board, if it goes the way we want, we will have the parameters in place. Very similar to what the NFL does. Well, guess what? Nobody will do it. In fact, there was like a main message posted saying only reach out if you want to trade up because every single team in the first round is trying to trade back. Well, I finally pre-negotiated a deal. I don't like it a lot. But anyway, so we're going to operate a mock draft off of the parameters that I have pre-trade worked out in an effort to see exactly what that would look like. So that's going to be the second half of the show. Full 7-round mock draft, trading back, picking up some extra picks and seeing what that looks like. I've already preordained the board with what it would take for me to want to trade back at the 11th spot. So we're manipulating. I'm the puppeteer in this situation. But the first half of the show comes from my main man, Doug, Patreon subscriber. We had our 49ers Rush Zoom hangout Monday, which was awesome. It was a great time. Hour and a half, just talking ball. It was awesome. And he had this idea, and he's like, man, you need to go back and look at your past before you finish your rankings so that you can figure out what you got right, what you got wrong, what you missed, and all that. And one of the good things about me doing this now for completed 8 years, starting year 9 as soon as the draft hits. So, man, we are 3 weeks away from year 9. This is episode 1,384. We've been doing this for a second now. So I went back through the 2024, 2023, 2022 drafts, and I was able to come up with all my Rush Crush players that I just really, really liked, the ones I hit and missed on. And then I looked at just the overall, where my big board rankings outperformed where players were drafted and their value they have given to those teams, right? So that's the idea. And it's beautiful. If I just told you the hits, I'm a genius, but I don't do that. I'm going to tear myself down several pegs and talk about the misses because there's a lot. And the sad reality is, probably shouldn't lead with this, my biggest misses that were hits were players the 49ers landed. That's about right. That's about right. But it's going to be fun. And I do have to give a shout out to my man, Ty. I don't know if he's in the chat. I haven't seen him yet. But I'm rocking his shirt. It says Team Faithful. I freaking love this shirt. Feels good, man. Now, it is kind of false advertising because if you buy the shirt expecting to look as good as I do, I don't want you to be disappointed. It's just what it is. You know the whole male model thing. But that's a joke. That's a very, very big joke. But if you want to support Ty, who's one of the best dudes in the business, so generous, so kind, just such a great person, go to www.stayfaithful.vip. Stayfaithful.vip. Go support them. You got a birthday or you want some new, 49er swag for the draft or whatever else, man, head over there. www.stayfaithful.vip. I love it. Let's get to the chat. Cody, Walter Nolan at 11, trade back into the first for Mikael Williams. It's so simple, Cody. I would love that. And you know what? I was having a chat on the Twitter sphere this morning, and I said, you know, for me, my three players, here's my ranking, my three players in a row. I have Derek Harmon, then I have Mikael Williams, then I have Walter Nolan. That's my 1, 2, 3. That's my rankings, right? If I had to argue Shanahan's or Koserik's or Robert Saleh, I would say Mikael Williams would be the highest ranked out of all those. I am stuck on this fact that Mikael Williams is the exact prototypical type end that they love. That they love. High upside, high measurables, production across multiple years, played tough, played for Georgia, played through the ankle injury. You know, you got to assume he's good now, but tough as hell, does not sit out, great team player, great against the run, great against the pass. Yeah, not elite production, not elite production, but I will stay on this. I truly do believe Mikael Williams is high on the 40-yard draft board. Take that for what you want. Jeff, I am doing great today. It is a wonderful day. There's so much stuff going on right now in John Chapman's tiny little bitty universe where I have to finalize my draft book by Friday. I have to submit it to my publisher on Friday. So I've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's it. So I have 3 days. After that, I'm taking my son to a competition down in Santa Cruz. Me and the wife, we're going down there. We're going to spend the weekend down there. No football, no anything. I'm just going to chill and be with the family. Then hopefully my publisher gets everything done with the draft book. We already have we'll have about 330 players graded, comped, background, PFF scores, analytics, injury ratings, 49ers fit score, whatever you want, combine data, you name it, war room. I mean, it's just, we've worked very, very hard. This team is incredible. So hoping to release that next week. So that's huge. On top of that, anyway, I don't want to get into that stuff. But here's probably the best news of all. And if you guys are on social media, D'Amador Lenore just shared the 49ers Rush Road Trip Flyer. That's right. Demo is going to be coming to our draft party. I'm so proud and honored. And, man, I've been telling you guys, I've been looking for a new favorite player on this 49ers roster because Dre Greenlaw's gone now. And I've been saying Demo's right up there. I don't think I have a choice anymore. D'Amador Lenore, the hyena, the deal is finalized. He's going to be coming to our draft party day one in San Francisco. What are you doing? Party with the faithful. Let's go. We're going to be at Broadway Studios over in North Beach area. From 4 to 9 p.m. or until the draft ends. We might go longer. We rented the place out for the entire evening, so we could stay and party and have a great time. We're going to be there Thursday, and we're going to be there Friday for days one and day two of the draft. D'Amador Lenore, you want to meet him, autograph, all that kind of stuff. That's going to be on day one. And you know what's crazy? This is stupid, and my business partner is telling me this is stupid. We didn't even raise prices. You get to meet D'Amador Lenore. Now, the autograph and all that stuff, you have to pay extra. That's not up on the site yet, but it's $20. Like, we rented out a venue in downtown San Francisco. We're paying a player to come out and, you know, party with the faithful. We've got big screens, trivia, giveaways, you name it. It's going to be incredible. Go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Get your tickets. Now, it's only $20. Kids get in free. Oh, man, it's going to be incredible. My family's going to be there. I cannot wait. Day two is going to be awesome. That's for the hardcore draft people. Big screens everywhere, NFL Network, ESPN, plus we're live broadcasting. You are going to be covered. 49ers-centric coverage, nonstop. I'm so pumped, man. Get to meet D'Amador Lenore? What? I'm so excited. I don't know if we're going to what's the Joe Exotic? Like, I don't know if I'm ever going to financially recover from this. And I'm a little worried, but I don't give a damn. My goal is to throw the best 49ers draft party ever, and finances are not going to stop me. And so hopefully it goes well. We'll see. If the people come and we make lasting memories for kiddos, That is all I care about. We will make it work. I just got to do more video breakdowns if it does it, right? That's it. That's it. Look at Vince, just the two of us. Yeah. Building the 49ers in the sky. Oh, I love it, man. Just the two of us. That's what's up. So anyway, I am excited. I am excited. This is going to be fun. Look at that. Oh, applesauce. Look at lead. I'm glad somebody noticed. Dropped a couple pounds. The wife just finished her workout. I got mine after this show. Yeah, look at Lee. He says, Ty is a legend. That's a legend recognizing legend, Lee. Miss you. Miss you, brother. Hope the job's going well, man. Very, very excited for you. Very, very excited for you. So, couple things. And again, I think this is kind of paramount. Pete, he says, man, I'm not in love with anyone at 11. We need to trade back. There's not a player at 11 I am in love with. I would go offensive tackle personally. That does not seem to be the in the prerogative or value or building plan of the 49ers at all. They just do not care about the offensive line. It's not important to them at all. They, again, they've talked about we're okay with average players. The scheme makes up for it. So if that's the case, there is not a player. James Pierce Jr. is my number 11 player. Major off the field issues coming up all over the place. And just, you know, work ethic ideas, skipping weight room stuff, you know, not wanting to be at practice, you know, just missing whatever, which you can get by in college. The talent, the tape is there. But I would also argue this draft is not quality at the 11th pick. Not saying you couldn't get an all-pro player there. That's not what I'm saying at all. I am saying the strength of this draft is the third round. If you get a top five guy, great. Chances of that falling to 11, tiny. You would have to have multiple quarterbacks, probably three quarterbacks. You got to get a running back gone, and you got to get one tight end gone, and you got to get a wide receiver gone. Even if those things happen, you still might not get one of those top-tier players. So trade back is ideal, but it is difficult. It is very, very difficult. Right here, Field Yates had Niners take a Walter Nolan at 11, Ursary at 43. Thank you, Invader. And I know Invader's high on Nolan. I would love Walter Nolan at 11. I do think it's a reach. I think Derek Harmon is a reach at 11. I do think Derek Harmon's a better fit, though, and I'm in the minority on that one. But I want pure disruption. He's second in this entire class in havoc rate. Walter Nolan is. Derek Harmon is. I like Walter Nolan. I really, really do. I would, but like I have, so for example, Derek Harmon's 19 on my big board. Walter Nolan's 21. So yeah, I like Nolan a little bit more, but they're like, you know what I mean? There is nobody there that I'm just like sold on at 11. There's nobody there. There's nobody there. I trade back is the way to go. NY Niners, what's up, Ben? Wow, wish I could make it before. Now even more love it. Yeah, man, we are fighting over here. We are fighting right here. Invader. Bill Walsh said it didn't matter when or where a player was drafted. I agree. As long as you get somebody that can help, I would be very, very happy. And with Pete here, if we trade back and Nolan is gone, you draft Grant or Harmon, that's a win. And we're going to play that situation out in the second half of this show. Trade back 215, says Lee. Take Mike Green. I love Mike Green. I love his play. I do struggle very, very much with the off-the-field stuff, but the Niners have met with him not once, but twice in the past month. Not once, but twice. Yeah, Mike Green, he's good. You got to be comfortable with the off-field stuff. And the Niners met with him not once, but twice. All right, let's jump backwards. Shout out to my man, Doug. He talked about going over the pass. So I've only done rush crush players 2 years now, 2024 and 2023. I did 10 last year. I had 7 hits, 1 miss. My one miss was Adonai Mitchell, and two are kind of like, nah, they kind of did where they were drafted, nothing major. So here are some of my hits, okay, from last year. And my hit list is really, really good. These are players that I had ranked higher than how they performed, okay, or that I was higher on. Drake May, I'm going to put in that one, but again, I had him my second player on the board. I feel like that is where he would be if you redraft. I think it would go Jaden Daniels, Drake May. But I think I was higher than most. Jared Verse was my number one defensive player. Sad that he went to the Rams, but he was also Quinyon Mitchell as a top 15 guy. Cooper DeJean, I had as a top 20 guy. Zach Frazier, I had a first-round grade on. That was correct. Again, people ask me, if you could redo the Ricky Pearsall pick now, knowing everything you know, Ricky Pearsall was not a miss. The 49ers didn't miss there. Zach Frazier should have been the pick. I'll stand by that. I'm very thankful for Ricky Pearsall. I'm super excited about him moving forward, him and Brock. You did not miss on that pick. Zach Frazier was that would have been the pick. Graham Barton, Jatavion Sanders, I loved him coming out of Texas. He looks like he's going to be the guy for the Panthers. He looks the part. Mike Sanders still. There were three corners that I loved, and I ranked them. Mike Sanders still, Drew Phillips, Renardo Green. All three of them were home runs. I would argue Mike Sanders still and Drew Phillips. People might get upset with this. Probably played a little bit better. Drew Phillips was, whew, man. But anyway, I had all those three guys. So I hit on Sanders still and I hit on Drew Phillips. I was a little bit later on Max Melton, but he hit. Tavondre Sweat, another Texas guy, had off the field issues. Workout issues fell. He was incredible. Bo Lemire, another center that I absolutely loved. He's a starter now forever. Ray Davis, the running back, two picks before Isaac Grando, loved him. He hit big time. Tyrone Tracy, another running back. Roger Rosengartner, I count as a hit because I was lower on him, way lower. He was not good. And Theo Johnson, the tight end. Those are my hits from last year. My biggest hits, right? Now, my misses. Adonai Mitchell was the only player I missed that was my rush crush. That was like, yeah. But season's still out. He had some flashes, but anyway. Nate Wiggins, I was super low on. Too low. I thought how soft he was on tape in the business decisions. But no, it translated for the Ravens. And man, it's very similar how I have Nate Wiggins and Will Johnson. Very similar players, very similar personalities, very similar traits. The only difference is Nate Wiggins healthy. Will Johnson hasn't been healthy in a long time. He's had three injuries this past year. Ruka Roro, he was injured, but I'm going to count that as a miss because he was another player that I would have been fine with taking at 31. He was injured most of the year. Jalen Polk, wide receiver, I don't know what's up with him. I was very high on him. Braden Fisk, I was too low on. He hit a lot of sacks. Now, the reason why I was low at Brady Fisk is because he's so bad in the run game. He was still really bad in the run game. But the Rams said, hey, we're just going to have you rush the passer. But still, I was wrong. My evaluation was correct in the fact that he was really not a quality run player. But, man, you figure out what elite traits are. You use those just as elite traits. Brady Fisk, what do you have, like 8 sacks? And Kieran Amagegi, I thought he was going to be good. Yeah, not there. Right here. Yeah, I didn't count players. I didn't count Amarius Mims and Guyton. I don't want to count guys that, you know, I just want to stay away from because of injuries. But, yeah, I didn't like it. Vader says, I was right about Suamatia. You kick him inside. We'll see what happens. And that's what's going to happen probably. But, yeah, Suamatia, I had second round. He went there, was bad. Now they paid $15 million for Jalen Moore. Ugh. Yeah, yeah. So that's 2024. Now, 2023, I felt like I did better. I think that this was a very good draft that I was able to pinpoint players almost in every single round. Will Anderson was number one player on my board. CJ Stroud was number two on my board. I'm counting those as hits. I feel like you redo that draft. Will Anderson was defensive player of the year. CJ Anderson was rookie, offensive rookie of the year. So I think that those are hits. What's up, Mr. G? Good afternoon, my man. James says, I was wrong about everyone, all of them. Yeah, right, James. I disagree with you there. Christian Gonzalez, I was super high on. Tank Dell, I love Tank Dell. He was a rush crush guy. Sam Laporta, rush crush guy. Yaya Diaby, rush crush guy. He killed it. Dante Steels. He was one of my later rounds. I think I had a fifth round grader. He started back to back years. Starling Thomas. That was a hit. Devin Achane, I was way higher on than most. Cody Mock, I was higher on than most. Joe Tippmann, another center. We hit on a center every year. If I'm good at anything, it's at scouting centers. And now the 49ers, whatever. I don't want to dive into what that is. And Keanu Benton, defensive tackle. Man, the Steelers really like my players. I will say that. We have a similar scouting process. That was 2023. Now, misses. This one hurts. I still am high on Jalin Hyatt, the Tennessee wide receiver, but I wrote in my draft profile, but I'm counting this as a miss because I had him first round grade. He has to go to a capable wide receiver that can throw the deep ball. He didn't do that. He landed with the Giants, and yeah, still not going to happen with the Giants. Like Jalin Hyatt went to the worst place, but that is a miss. I missed on that. Anyway, Clayton Tune, I thought would be a capable quarterback, even though I had like a third round grade on him, but I like Clayton Tune. That was a miss. Cameron Peoples, one of my undrafted, you know, seventh round takes, running back out of App State, never hit. Jonathan Mingo hasn't worked with two teams. Alex Forsythe, he missed. And Caleb Chandler, pass rusher, has not contributed and probably not going to be in the league anymore. So had some misses. But I 2023 might have been my best, you know, first, second, third, fourth, fifth. Like my rush crushes hit top to bottom, but still misses. And you're going to have misses. This is not a pound the chest. This is a auditory. I don't think that's the right word. I am auditing my approach and seeing why, right? I care way more about my misses than I do my hits. Because I want to learn, okay, now going to 2025 draft board, which is not finalized yet, still tweaking and moving stuff around, what's in common with these guys I've missed? So now the last draft that we're going to do here, right, it picks or it didn't happen. All my stuff is online. Every single draft book is still up. If you are the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon subscriber, you can go look. You can't adjust things that have been posted in the past. They are all there. My big board, like all my rankings, all my write-ups, it's all there. I can't fake this. I can't do it. And for all of our subscribers right now, you get everything next week. So I submit to the publisher Friday. Hopefully sometime next week, I will be ready to present. I'll upload all of that. It is for any subscriber, which we go down to $2 tiers. You get everything. You don't have to pay extra. Now, if you are an anti-subscriber, which I know some people are, and that's okay. That is how I feed my family. This year, I'm going to put it up for sale if you don't want to subscribe. It's probably just going to be like $20. The amount of time we put into this is we're not going to get value for the work we put in. We do it because we love it. And so many people have been so kind with their words and how it helps them enjoy the draft more. So draft books will still be available. They're going to be up next week. So Friday I finish, publisher finishes, then we post. I don't have a deadline for the publisher. I can't do that. Anyway.
April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorn lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if it's only spare change. I love Acorns, and I've used it for over 3 years now because if I'm busy, it takes care of it. If I have time to spend a lot of time in research, that option's there too. So sign up now and join over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. That's 49ERS, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Springtime is here, and baseball season is officially underway. Don't miss your chance to add your favorite players from the diamond in your Prize Picks lineups. Whether it's strikeouts, RBIs, or first inning runs, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 1,000 your cash today. On Prize Picks, you can mix and match players' projections from different sports, combine your favorite baseball players with your players from basketball, hockey, esports, and much more. Also, Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick, easy deposits into this sports season. So sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So head over to prizepicks.com, or you can go to the app, download the app today, and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, go to prizepicks.com or download the app and use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
Thank you, David. He says, John, you are self-scouted. Very important. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, 2022, probably the player that I hung my hat on the most and definitely got the most pushback for was Derek Stingley. Me having him over Sauce Gardner from start to finish throughout the entire draft process, a lot of flack for that one. And year one, everybody, it would look like I was completely wrong. Year two was like, oh, maybe not. And then year three was, oh, wait a second. Derek Stingley is the second best corner in the league. Without question, that it, like, Derek Stingley was my guy. Derek Stingley is my guy. And right here, 50% wrong, you could work for the Niners. If you had a 50% hit rate and wrong, you would be the best drafter in the NFL. 50% hit rate is the first round. I think, Mark, not say that you meant that as an insult, but like, if you had a 50% hit rate throughout the draft, you would be the best drafter in the NFL. Howie Roseman would look up to you. I think he's the best drafter. But, and I firmly believe Stingley is the better corner. It's not – it's close. Sauce is incredible. But Trent McDuffie, I had a very high grade on as well in the first round. James Cook was my running back one. I thought that he was incredible. Tyler Lindenbaum, I think I had a top 12 grade on. Jermaine Johnson – took a little while to go, but he's had an all-pro year. George Karloftis, again, very high grade on him. Kenny Pickett, I was super low on, and I was like, no, fool's gold, whatever else. So I count that as a hit. Cam Jurgens, we hit on a center every single year. I had a low second-round grade on him. I think he went in the third round, and now he's the guy for the Eagles. Trey McBride, I was super high on Trey McBride. George Pickens, I know he had the off-the-field stuff, but I had him, I think it was a round higher than he got drafted. Leo Chenal, the linebacker, Nick Bonito, Cam Taylor-Britt, Jalen Petrie, all those guys I was higher on than consensus, that all hit. Now, here is where I take my medicine. Misses. I didn't have a draftable grade on Brock Purdy, but to be fair, nobody did, and he went 262. So my grade was appropriate with how the NFL team saw him, but even after the Niners saw him and I did more tape on him, I was wrong still. Camp arm, I thought that's what he was going to be. Practice squad player, I thought that's what he was going to be. I was 100% wrong on Brock Purdy, and this is somebody that is a diehard Longhorn fan, and Texas was in the Big 12 back then, and I saw Brock Purdy play for multiple years. Wrong, 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 wrong. I was wrong the entire time on Brock Purdy. I will 100% admit that. Trevor Penny, I thought he was going to be a good player. So did the Saints. They traded two first for him. Evan Neal, I thought was a clean, almost can't miss player. He missed. Treylon Burks, I never wanted to trade Debo for Burks. But if the Niners did trade Debo that year, which those rumors were around, Treylon Burks probably would have been the pick. You saw Tennessee Titans do that, and their franchises suck since. They traded A.J. Brown, went with Treylon Burks, miss. Malik Willis, I had a second-round grade. No, I had a back-end first-round grade on. That's a miss. Desmond Ridder, miss. Devin Lloyd, miss. And Drake Jackson, miss. I had Drake Jackson ahead of Nick Bonito, but I was higher than where they both went. So I had both of them way above where they were drafted. So anyway, major misses, major misses. Let's see here. Let me catch back up to the thing right here. I still like Stingley over Sauce, says Josh. I'm with you there. Yeah, right here. Invader, if we could come out of this draft with three future core players, I consider that a victory. Yeah. Yeah. Again, if you're talking Pro Bowl caliber, all pro caliber, yeah, that would be huge. You look back at 2019, which was, I think, the second best draft the 49ers had. You have Bosa, Debo, Greenlaw. That's three core players. And DJ Jones was in that too. And then you look at last year, three core players, Pearsall, Renardo Green, right? Dominique Pooney, Malik Mustafa. You got four core players. So the problem is because you punted on free agency and didn't sign one starting caliber player this year, you've got about seven starting holes in your roster. Seven. So if you get three, yeah, that would be a huge success. But man, Niners need more. NY Niners, 50% this year is five plus starters for us. I'll take that every. That'd be a home run. That would be a home run. Invader, I think Nolan and Swissinger are day one starters. Yeah. Carson Swissinger, linebacker UCLA, had his pro day today. Did not run the 40. You know, this is a walk-on player to team captain to All-American. My only second-round linebacker in this class didn't run a 40, and he's healthy at the combine or at his pro day. That means it would have been terrible. Did have right at a 7-second three-cone, change of direction's good, film tape's good. It's not. I'm not going to knock him down in my rankings, but just understand you are drafting a linebacker that is instincts, production only. Character, yeah, he's got that on in spades, but like you're drafting probably the slowest linebacker in this class. In the second round, I love Swiss though. I love him. I love him. Kyle, is there a position you always hit on? No. Center, I'm really, really good at. Corner, I have a really good hit rate. Probably my lowest is wide receiver. Quarterbacks, I feel like, I don't know. Quarterbacks are hard, but man, I was, there's been a few quarterbacks that I was sold on, and Trey Lance is one of them. You have to include that. Guys, quarterbacks that I was higher on than almost anybody else. Trey Lance, Drake May, CJ Stroud. Like, I had all of those guys as high as anybody else that nationally, whatever, locally, those three. I went 2 for 3. I missed the one that the 49ers missed on. You know, I like Cam Ward. He's my 6th overall player. I don't have Cam Ward near any of those three evaluations at all. Like Drake May, if Drake May was in this class, he would be the number one player for me. If CJ Stroud was in this class, he would be the number one player for me. And that's pre what they did in the NFL, like how I saw them before they were drafted. And to be honest with you, Trey Lance, I wasn't as high. I probably would put Trey Lance at 3 on my big board. I would put Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter ahead of him. Again, this is all pre-draft, not what we know now. This is, you know, you do the men in black, erase the memory thing. That's where I would go with Trey Lance. So Drake May, I had such a high grade on, man. I really did think that that guy was for real. Him and CJ Stroud, I probably, man, if I'm going to be honest with you and with myself, I might have put Drake May higher than CJ Stroud if they were in the same draft, but they are close. Right here, Invader says, I think linebacker for me is easiest to scout. Yeah, there's different positions, you know, that you're capable of diagnosing. Wide receiver is probably my worst. Let's see here. I'm curious, did you have a draft grade on Juwan Jennings? Man, the year Juwan came out, let me pull that up real quick. I know this isn't great television. He came out in 2020, right? Yeah, 2020. Did I have him? Because he was so stinking slow. So let me go back just real quick because my draft write-ups have gotten better and better. I don't think, how many players did I do in 2020? Yeah. Did I have him there? Wide receiver? Nah, he wasn't even in my thing. And Jerry Jeudy was my number one wide receiver that year. And I had a second round grade on Brandon Ayuk. So like a more testament. Yeah, he was not one of the guys I graded. So he wasn't even on there. So and that's the thing. Like this year, I'll do 330 plus players. There's going to be players that get drafted in the fifth round that I don't have. That's just what it is. Right here, Invader. Drake Jackson should have never been drafted. He lacked the power. That's my number one criteria for an edge. He got screwed on at USC. They played him at off-ball linebacker. I still remember breaking down Drake Jackson tape, and he's running with slot wide receivers on go routes 40 yards downfield. Like USC, that coaching staff was some of the worst coaching I've ever seen defensively, and I'm talking high school level as well. But the flashes of Drake Jackson are there. The body is there. So I disagree with should have never been drafted. The health and the tweener status should have been drafted later. But, yeah, CA4DC, any patterns or insights on your hits or misses? My number one thing I come away with, and I used to say this in coaching meetings, don't tell me what your player can't do. Tell me what he can do, right? So, like, if you have a linebacker that can cover but just cannot see the run game, just concrete feet, they just sit still and can't diagnose what's going on, all right, well, then let's move him to our nickel guy. Let's let him cover. Maybe he could see better on the edge, right? Like, so move your players around. So whenever I'm looking at my hits and misses, if somebody has an elite trait, doesn't matter the deficiencies. If somebody has an elite trait, find out what they can do. And probably one of my favorite coaches in the NFL that is A plus at this is McVay. It doesn't matter. Offense, defense, wide receiver, running backs, O-linemen. What are you great at? And whenever I'm doing my draft write-ups now, one of my favorite things to do is once I finish a position, okay, let's say once I finish off interior offensive lineman, who has the best anchor? Who has the best punch? Who has the best footwork? Who is the best at getting to the second level? Like finding those types of elite, I don't care about all the other stuff. And so like whenever you talk about Carson Swisinger, linebacker UCLA, I have a second round grade on him. The way that that guy filters through garbage, you know, I play linebacker. I coach linebacker. Eventually as a DC, I was still a linebacker position coach. As a head coach, I was still a linebacker. Like that's my thing. That's what I love. It's funny. I don't have a lot of linebacker hits in my thing, but somebody like you could be slower at certain positions. We talked about this yesterday with Wayne. You're a little slower, but at the linebacker position, you could still be a Hall of Famer. Can you cover? Yeah, Carson Swiss could cover. That dude reads the quarterback like a free safety, man. He opens his hips, moves. Again, 7 second, you know, three cone. That's Debo-esque. But, man, he's slow. But the instincts override that. And you watch him play. You know, he's playing Big Ten football. He does it against everybody. Now, did he play a lot? Nope. This dude was a walk-on. He had to wait 5 years before he got a starting role. When he did, he's an All-American. So that's an issue. And so this is a constant going back and forth, CA4DC. Find the elite traits. 49ers like experience. Find the elite traits, experience. How do you balance those things from a 49ers perspective? And yeah, Invader, I didn't even see this. Swissinger's instincts are second to none. None. Oh, man. Whew. Right here, find us a center. Yeah, there's lots of good centers in this draft that I would be very, very happy with. I don't think the 49ers would be. They just continue to neglect this position. Gray Zabel in the second round, if he's there at pick 43, lock. Marcus Bowe, Jared Wilson, third round, I'd be happy with it. If you want to wait till super late, Clay Webb would probably be the guy that I'd hang my hat on in the sixth round. Joshua Gray, I would love that as well. Cooper Mays, seventh round. Like, there are guys, even if you want to wait till undrafted free agent, Ben Scott, Nebraska, I like him. That's undrafted free agent guy. So, like, if you're not willing to spend capital, Kyle Shanahan, there are guys that you could get to develop into this. But yeah, this is probably one of the worst center classes of the past 5 years. You had murderer's row of centers coming through, and you didn't touch any of them. Yeah. Ah, man. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's what it is. Ben says, I love Juwan pre-draft. He was my crush. Ben, like, has a type. He wants old school. And pardon me for putting words in your mouth, but Ben is on our Rush team and helps us with these research. Ben loves tough-ass old school football players. And those guys translate. They translate. And I want tough-ass. And that's why I get into, like, man, you talk K-State, running back or cornerback. Like, they crap these guys out like no tomorrow. You talk about Jacob Parrish, you know, a quarter. That's a Niners football player. Like, you want Juwan Jennings as a quarter, but is an elite athlete. Ran a 4.3. Ah, whoo. Y'all got me going now. I thought that was going to be like a 15 to 20 minute segment. Here we are at minute 38. I don't give a damn. I'm having a good time. I hope you guys are having a good time. I missed talking to you guys one-on-one. I ain't going to lie. Now, part two now. It is time to get into our mock draft and a trade back scenario. Now, if you want to support the show and you like what we do, this is my full-time job. This is how I feed my family. Now, the money we make on the show, we almost always invest back into the road trips and all those other things. The way I make money, the way I pay my bills, the49ersrush.com. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com. Sign up. Join the community. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So. All right. So here is basically what I'm setting up, okay? I'm a part of this other draft war. I don't know what to call it. It's got to have a cool Epic Mock 25. That's what they're calling it. Epic Mock 25 and 32 different John Chapmans, but for every single team. And we're doing a full 7-round whatever. And I'm trying to trade back from 11. Just not official trade worked out, but like, hey, here's the parameters. If we get to 11, your team's there, my team's there. Nobody will trade back with me. Nobody will. And I've messaged every single team in the first round that picks behind me. Nobody will. I finally got one taker. I got one, and you're not going to like it. It's the Seattle Seahawks. Now, lots of conversation here. And let me put the parameters of the trade on the screen first off, okay? This is the only trade. So you either stay at 11 or you take this trade. I cannot get more picks out of them. I have tried. This is what we are working on. So it is this or stay at 11. For today's purposes, we're going to operate as if this is the structure, okay? And I'll go over the big board here in a second, but you're not going to like it. All the guys you love are gone. 49ers have pick 11, and we would be trading back to 18. You're falling back 7 picks, but we're not getting a second round. No pick has been traded. The 11 overall pick has been traded 6 times since the year 2000, never involving a second round pick. You either get third rounders or you get future first. We're not getting a future first here. We are getting third rounders, which I will admit is the strength of this draft. So we get pick 18, pick 82, and pick 92. 2/3 for falling back 7 spots. I put this up on Twitter. 900 plus votes, 84.3% said do the trade, 15.7% said no, stay at 11. Now, I understand that certain people have this axiom built into their brain, you do not trade with division opponents. And that got posted in the chat as well with all these different things, no divisional trades. So I was like, whoa, 49ers do divisional trades in the draft all the time. Eagles do divisional trades in the draft all the time. New England does. And I I am in the firm camp of you worry about your own damn team. Does it improve your team? The answer is yes, you do the trade. You don't play, oh, well, are they going to get, you know, I don't want to help them out. I already told you, this draft does not have, 11's not the spot to be. So if you want to trade up into this spot, be my guest, buddy. Like, I don't care. And right here, watch them take Nolan. Shoot, if they take Nolan, they're idiots. They have three incredible interior starters. Yeah, let them do it. They took Byron Murphy last year. He was injured, but still flashed. They have Leonard Williams. They've got studs on studs on studs. So, like, I don't care if they trade up and take Walter Nolan. I don't care if they trade up and take Tet McMillan. I don't care if they trade up and take whoever. Now, real quick, let me just – I want to update this and just see. Right here, I'll take the trade. David says I'll take it. Sold. Kyle has treated the Seahawks with Seahawks several times. He traded with them. Yes. Yes, he has. I'd move down to 18 for 2/3. I love it. I love it. I love it. Jordan says this is my favorite. CA40C, do it, do it. Insert the do it give here. Do it, do it. Come on, do it. I love it. Jahad Campbell won't be there at 11. Yeah, I'm not sure. I love Jahad Campbell, but I would prefer a trade down personally. Nolan and Leonard Williams. Good luck, Brent. He can't block Leonard Williams anyway. Hasn't. He struggled against him every single year. I love this trade. Okay, cool. Yeah, Jacob, this is the right attitude. Does it make the 49ers better? I'm huge on that. The only way it backfires is if they take a quarterback that works for them. They're going to trade it for Jackson Dart? Awesome. Yeah, I'll do it for less then. I'll do it for less. And Chris, here we go. Appreciate you. Stand your ground, Chris. He says, he says, no, I don't want the Seahawks getting T-Mac. I like Tet McMillan. I think that he is a very, very good player. He is not going to be the difference maker for me in this. So now let's jump over to, here we go. Let me present this, do this correctly. Let me share my screen so that you guys could see how the draft fell in a way that I would be like, man, I really, really, really want to trade down. Okay. So let me pull this part off. There we go. That's better. That's better. So here we go. We're I can make it a little bit larger. I think that helps some. There we go. All right. So here's how the board went. Cam Ward 1, Shedeur Sanders 2, Travis Hunter 3, Jenty 4, Mason Graham 5, Will Campbell 6, Abdul Carter 7. A possible trade up there if Abdul Carter fell that far, but I'm wanting to live out this experiment. Membu went 8, Golden 9, Barron 10. So the 49ers are sitting on the clock. Tet McMillan, Tyler Warren, Starks, Jihad Campbell, Mike Green, Will Johnson, James Pierce, Azuraku Grant, Banks, Nolan, Mikel, Shamar, Jalen, Derek Harmon. All these guys are still there. But, you know, again, I would take Kelvin Banks. I don't think the Niners are going to do that, so that's okay. I value offensive line much more than anyone on Kyle Shanahan's staff. That's just where I am. So we are going to do this trade, whether you like it or not, and we are going to force this trade. Because, again, I want to live out this experiment and to see. So we're getting 18, 82, 92, and we are just giving up 11. So we're dropping back 7 spots, but we're getting 2/3 rounders. And I may not even be doing this with the opportunity to trade up. I'm going down to 18. I'm not. Let's just see how it goes. But I'm doing this damn trade. So here we go. Force of the trade. The trade is accepted. We're going to resume the draft. They traded up to pick 11, and they took Tyler Warren. Great. I do not care. Jahad Campbell went 12. Tet McMillan went 13. Shamar Stewart, 14. Thank God. Yeah, he's the most Colts player ever. Ezeraku went 15. That's a little bit of a shock, but they do have an edge. Dean Mikael Williams, 3 straight edge players. Kenneth Grant went. So now the 49ers are sitting there at pick 18. We have all these extra third rounders. I'm so excited about this. This is my biggest complaint about this situation is I don't know if a team would do this with us. We lost points. And if you go to the draft trade chart, the 49ers are losing points. And that's why Seattle is doing this with me in that epic mock 25 is because there's a GM score where if you get a positive trade point score. It ups your ranking. I don't care about that. I care about making the 49ers better, hypothetically. Now, I'm not going to double trade back, even though that it is there. Let's go over what's available. Malachi Starks, Mike Green, Will Johnson, Luther Burden, James Pierce, Josh Simmons, Emeka Egbuka, Kelvin Banks, Walter Nolan, Amarion Hampton, Colston Loveland, Jalen Walker, Zabel, Derek Harmon. This is awesome. I mean, you are just sitting there with studs aplenty. Now, the highest player on my board is Kelvin Banks Jr., but I do want to go defensive tackle. I do have Harmon ranked higher, but I am going to go with who the majority of people, this is kind of a salvaging, let's just play it out, okay? I'm going to take Walter Nolan in this spot. And yeah, trading back and get those two third rounders. Now, here's the thing. I don't think I'm going to trade up. I'm going to wait till we get to 43. I want these guys to fall. I don't want to give up a third rounder. I just want to sit there and kind of see what happens. We got Walter Nolan. And the guy that I would trade up for would be Gray Zabel, but the Niners ain't going to do that. Okay, so lots of guys gone. Here we are. We got Walter Nolan. We're at pick 43. Demetrius Knight's there. I got a third round on. Xavier Watts. Trey Amos is there. It's going to be hard to beat Trey Amos. I'm telling you right now, I don't even like Ole Miss. They got a lot of really good football players. I don't like Ole Miss. Never have. I would hate to draft two of them. Maxwell Hairston, injuries. Siobhan Reveal, injuries. Princely Uman Mignellen, character. Swinson, Jaden Higgins. JT Tuimoloau. Okay, now that makes sense. Carson Swiss. All right, that makes sense. Quinshon. Jack Sawyer, Darian Porter, I like. Jared Ivey, I like. Irsaray, I like. I want to keep scrolling just to see. Donovan Jackson, I love. I don't think the Niners, man, if you took Donovan Jackson here, gosh, you just put him at left guard and you are stellar. Niners won't do it. CJ West, Alfred Collins injured now. Kind of worried about that. So, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I hate this. We're going back to back. The cornerback position is in dire straits for the 49ers. And I know somebody's like, what? Like, you have two studs and then you have nothing. Because the 49ers punted on free agency and brought in nothing, Trey Brown is a starter right now. That is gross. He's missed 39 games in 4 years. He's a good player. If he stays healthy, he says he's healthy. That's great, but you cannot rely on that. Also, the 49ers have met with more corners than any other position in their draft things going on. So I'm going Trey Amos here. And there is nobody that I'm just like, man, I want to trade back up for. I'm going to let this go to 75 because I want to triple hit that third round. And I think this is going to make everybody happy. I do hate going back-to-back Ole Miss. I do not like that. But we got Walter Nolan. We got Trey Amos. You are getting studs at premier positions with top-end athleticism. I love that. All right. Now the 49ers are on the clock at 75. We got 75, 82, 92, 100. We got four third-rounders. And we are going to fill this damn team to the brim. Alfred Collins is there. Holy shit. I'm the happiest man ever right here. I'm the happiest man ever. Alfred Collins, Mason Taylor, love. Jared Burst, love. Chris Paul, love. Terrence Ferguson, love. Vernon Broughton, a little too early. Phillips, a little too early. Trey Harris, love. Roberts, a little too early. Jared Wilson, love. RJ Harvey, I really do love RJ Harvey. But no. Jalen Noel, love. DJ Giddens, love. Jalen Royals, love. Tate Rutledge, love. Not a Cam Williams guy, not a Savion Williams guy. Makuba, love. You see what I'm saying? You're sitting here, and it's just like, holy crap. The amount of talent that you can get. Now, I passed on players I liked earlier. I have a second-round grade on Alfred Collins. He competed at the pro day or at the combine. At the pro day, he had a boot on his ankle. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I haven't heard much about it. I have a second round grade on Alfred Collins. If you like Kenneth Grant, you love Alfred Collins. You love him. He is incredible. And again, I have a second round grade. You get him at pick 75. You're pairing Walter Nolan with Alfred Collins. Those are your two starters. Week one, your two starters. You got your plugger, run stopper, Alfred Collins with upside. He's got pass rush upside. And then you've got your all down three technique. Like, this is exactly how you draw it up. I'm taking Alfred Collins here. I don't give a damn. I'm Walter Nolan, Trey Amos, and Alfred Collins. Are you kidding me? Oh, guess what? We still have 3 third round picks left. Mason Taylor. It's going to be hard to beat that out. Daryl, appreciate you, man. JC, my brother, needs to be a 49er scout. Love your grind, brother. Man, thank you, Daryl. That is very, very kind. Look at that. He's been a member for 30 months on our YouTube channel. You are freaking incredible, Daryl. Thank you, brother. A waka, waka, waka. That's his AVI there. I love it. So, Mason Taylor, very real possibility. I love Mason Taylor. Trey Harris, wide receiver. Jalen Noel, wide receiver. DJ Giddens, Jalen Roy. There are so many guys here. Golly, man. Tate Ratledge, one of my favorite players in this draft. He got the permed mullet. He started 3 consecutive years, one of the most athletic guards in the history of the sport. I think he is a guard-only prospect. So damn good. But, like, Makuba's sitting there. Niners, the only safety the 49ers met with is Makuba. I still think this is a little early. Charles Grant, you want to tackle. They don't care. Anthony Belton, love it. Edge, we don't have an edge player. I do love David Walker. So stout versus the run. Harold Fannin, golly. Do you see what I'm saying whenever we get to this third round? Jeffrey Bossa, Isaiah Bond, Jacob Parrish, Femi Oladejo sitting there. We've got 82, 92, 100. Who's the biggest value? Because we got to pick in 10 and then we got to pick in 8. I think the best player on the board is Mason Taylor. Oh, man. Mason Taylor would be so badass. Let me look at the edge because we don't have an edge. David Walker's awesome. Femi Oladejo's awesome. I love Ashton Jelote. I don't mind Quay. Gosh, edge is the biggest need. The best player is Mason Taylor. Oh, man. Charles Grant. Yeah, right here. Forrester had a personal workout scheduled with Charles Grant. I like Charles Grant. But, man, like, can Charles Grant play guard? Like, that's the thing. Every single time I get here on the third round, it's just like, yes. The answer is just yes. And, David, I think I'm kind of leaning this way. You get a guy like David Walker, and I don't think that the third round, where do I have him at? Let me jump over on my big board real quick. Went too far. My bad. David Walker, I have a 4th round grade on. Actually, the highest edge on my board is Ashton Jelote. And then Femi Oladejo. So I might compromise and go in the middle with the pure 49ers fit because you have such a dynamic need at edge. I would be fine with Walker. Ashton Jelote is my highest ranked. I love Ashton. He's just a freak athlete. Walker's a stud. How about David Walder? What's up, David Walder? My man. Glad to see you here, brother. I'm going Femi Oladejo here because this is a little bit more of a need. You got to have an edge rusher. He is just clean, clean, clean. A little bit of a projection pick, but you believe in the player, the traits, the attitude, the tape. Just hasn't played to that position a lot, but this is where he should go, pick 82. This is one of the picks we get in falling back. So this is the Seattle Seahawks trade. I'm taking Femi Oladejo here. We got 2 defensive tackles, a corner, and a defensive end. Now we're back on the clock. All right. I think we need to start looking at wide receiver. Our tight end went, gosh, Tate Rutledge staring me in the freaking face. Makuba's still there. Charles Grant's still there. I love Charles Grant. William and Mary. David Walker's still there. Man, Harold Fannin's still there. So I think I'm going to wait on tight end. I think I'm going to wait till that 113. Jeffrey Bossa's there. If we want a linebacker, we don't have one. We got to get one. God, I love Bossa. Ah, this is hard. This is hard. I think I'm down between Jonas Savane. I like him. He's a better guard than a tackle, but if you want the tackle, White Mullum's a guard. Tate Rutledge, probably the best guard. Makuba, the safety. Charles Grant. I think I'm going to go Charles Grant here. Forster, like, I'm going Charles Grant here. You're swinging for a tackle with a lead upside. I'm going Charles Grant. God, this draft is unbelievable. All right, back on the clock. Again, what we got? We got Walter Nolan. We traded back, got Walter Nolan. Trey Amos, Alfred Collins, Femi Oladejo, Charles Grant. Man, this whew, I'm loving this. Makuba's still there. Walker's still there. Fannin's still there. Fannin's going to be my 113 pick. So, yeah, I'm hoping he lasts. Jeffrey Bossa, we got to get a freaking linebacker. Where do I have Bossa? I got a third-round grade on Bossa. I'm taking him. The other linebackers didn't fall to us. Jeffrey Bossa, I'm filling out this starting roster, and I think Jeffrey Bossa starts. I think he might be that number three linebacker week one. Week one. You put D Winters as your two, put Jeffrey Bossa as his three, see if he'll work up. Did Harold Fannin fall? No. He's gone. We lost our tight end. But Jacob Pear's still sitting there. And I know we got a corner. Oh, dang, man. Isaiah Bond, we got to get a wide receiver. Jacob Pear is the highest player on my board by a mile. By a mile. Oh, my gosh, man. No Williams. Oh, Jadon Blue's there. We got to give Shanahan something. So this is our pick 113. We're not going to be picking for a while. We got about 25 picks till our next one. We got two defensive tackles. This is about where Isaiah Bond should go. Major character issues, diva type, whatever. Gunnar Helm. If we didn't sign, Gunnar Helm's more of a tight end two than a tight end three. Like, he's that blocking type. Oh, man. Best player on my board is Parrish by a mile. Jadon Blue is the most Raheem Mostert pick in the world. I think I cannot see Jadon Blue getting past the 49ers. Like, you got two running backs on your roster. That's it. I think I'm going to do it. This is me veering away from my board to appease Kyle Shanahan, which is going to happen in the actual draft. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan could pass Jadon Blue at 100. Blue fumbles a lot. You don't think Kyle's going to draft a fumbler? Do not look into Isaac Garrido. Do not look into Ty Davis Price. Don't look into Joe Williams. I'm telling you, he is 4.2 speed. He's exactly what Kyle Shanahan wants at the running back position. He's exactly what it is. I don't like it. I would not do this pick here, but I'm teeter-tottering between what I want and what Kyle will do. And yeah, he's electric. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, he is a fumbler. There's no doubt about it. All right, so let's recap. Walter Nolan, Trey Amos, Alfred Collins, Femi Oladejo, Charles Grant, Jeffrey Bossa, Jadon Blue. Holy freaking cow, man. Now, what do we not have? We don't have a wide receiver. That's got to be at the forefront. We don't have a wide receiver. We don't have a guard or a center. We don't have a tight end. We don't have a safety. Breshad Smith's there. He's another 49ers fit. I probably should have waited. I would not draft him. Mitchell Evans, I like. Injuries. Tyler Batty, I like. Aljanae Cornelius, I like. Jarquez Hunter. Man, there's a Billy Bowman fits. Pat Bryant. All right, we're done. Niners need an X. Niners need X. Yeah, you've got Ayuk. And yeah, DeMarcus Robinson can play that. You need an X. Pat Bryant is an X to the definition. He's tough as hell. Fits the mold. Yeah, Pat Bryant. Conyers might be on the board. I'm later on Conyers. So, like, he would not be a fourth-round target for me. Where did I have Conyers? I like him. Let me see. Let me go to my tight ends. Bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum. Yeah, Connors, I have a fifth rounder on. But now we're in the fifth round. Let's see if he's there because he is a perfect fit. Connors, yeah, see, they have him ranked 199. We're at pick 147. So Conyers is now definitely with this trade back, you've addressed so many needs. Conyers is a need. You got to get that move tight end that could help in the passing game, running routes and whatever else. Let's look what else is out there. But Conyers is on my short list. I want to give credit to Holland. He's been on the Conyers train for a while. Billy Bowman's there. That's another fit, special teams guy. Kobe Hudson is there. Man, you could use two wide receivers. Kobe Hudson fits what the Niners do big time. Great routes, can play all three spots. Quincy Riley, yeah. Kyle Williams is there? Yeah, this is a little, this is a PFF miss. This is where PFF, and every single draft simulator has issues. This is a PFF miss. Kyle Williams will not be there in the fifth round. What did Albert Beer put out there? It doesn't matter how high you have Kyle Williams, you're too low on him. Like, teams are, like, he's going to go in the third round. So I'm staying away from Kyle Williams here just because it's not realistic. Kobe King, Upton Stout, Tesla, I think that's too early. Seth McLaughlin, I think that's too early for him. I like Nick Nash. I like Jaw. Logan Brown, I do like him. I love Denzel Burke, man. Ooh, I love Denzel Burke. I like Conyers, but I think I'm going to go Billy Bowman, safety. I think this is a better place for him. He fits what the Niners want. Special teams, can he work his way in over Jair Brown? That's your backup plan. I'm going Billy Bowman. I think that's a value pick there. Now let's see if Conyers falls to 160. If he does, I'm taking him. No ifs, ands, buts about it. If he's gone, we still got some other tight end options I'm not upset with. And look at that. Jalen Conyers still there. So we got our tight end, our move piece. Now we got 3/7, and we can just take whatever. Like, this, I'm sorry, guys. I don't care if it means trading with the division rival. Man. Lee, no way you could select Kyle Williams. The name gives me PTSD. He's such a good player. All right, 49ers on the clock. Ooh, Brady Cook. I think he kind of fits. Mac Brosmer. You got three. I'm just going to, man, Jay Higgins is there. This is where he should go. I'm taking Jay Higgins, linebacker, Iowa. Worst athletic linebacker in the history of the combine, but just such a damn good football player. I did my whole speech earlier about Swiss. If you don't get Swiss, you get, I doubt Jay Higgins lasts till 7, but you might be able to get him 6. We don't have a 6. 49ers met with Graham Mertz. I ain't taking him ever. Shmyle London, another linebacker I really like. I like Jay. There's some deep linebacker. Ooh, Clay Webb. Jack State. There's my center prospect. Ooh, guard, sitter, wherever you want him. I'm cool with that. And our last pick, it's fun doing this whenever you know these players. Seth Hennigan, man, he is the most Jimmy Garoppolo quarterback of all time. If I don't find somebody else I'm in love with, I'm going to take Seth Hennigan there. I like Dan Jackson, safety. We already got one. I like Raheem Sanders. Man, we could go back-to-back. Zachary Franklin, Marcus Weir. Golly, man. Tommy Hill, the 49ers met with. A little too raw for me. Nick Martin, linebacker, freak athlete. Man, you can get I'm going my guy. I'm going my guy. Rock Taylor. Niners met with him. He is just tough as freaking hell. I love this draft. I love this draft. All right, let's see here. Let me shrink the image a little bit so we can read it all. We got so many picks, it's going to be kind of hard to get all in one frame. And the crazy thing is, like, and again, you know, in the past, people would be like, you don't have that much room on the roster. Yeah, we do. Whenever you skip an entire free agent period and all you do is sign special teamers and backups, you have room. You have major room. I freaking love this. Oh, good Lord. So we traded back at the first. Y'all tell me what y'all think of this. A, B, C, D, E, F, whatever. We traded back and picked up 2 third-rounders, and I am in love, man. Like, I'm fine taking Walter Nolan at 11. But instead, we trade back and get him at 18, which I think is where he should go. I think that's where he should go. And so essentially, instead of getting Walter Nolan at 11 or whoever you want to plug in there, we got those 2 third-rounders, 82 and 92. So we got Nolan, Femi Oladejo, and Charles Grant because of that trade back. Jeez, man. I just, wow. Yeah, some picks maybe you would have liked swap it in and swap that in. This is a hypothetical. I love the trade back. Here's the entire haul. Walter Nolan, cornerback Trey Amos, defensive tackle Alfred Collins, Femi Oladejo, edge, Charles Grant, tackle, Jeffrey Bosa, linebacker, Jadon Blue, speed dude, wide receiver Pat Bryant, safety Billy Bowman, tight end Jalen Connors, linebacker Jay Higgins, guard center Clay Webb, wide receiver Rock Taylor. These are fits. Golly. Whew. Right here, if Invader says A++, I'm a happy man. David, great draft, lots of talent. Fax that to Lynch headquarters. They probably still have fax machines. A for sure. D plus for Oladejo. We had one person didn't like it. Okay, good. Didn't like Femi Oladejo. Niners have met with this dude, I think, three times. Niners love him. Holland, if we ended up with this draft, we're going to be set for a while. B plus, A minus, A. First four picks went well, then fell apart. C, they hated the Conyers pick. That's okay with me. Yeah, we reached a little early, but we don't have a sixth rounder. I love Jalen Connors. I think he fits. This is a win trade. If we could swing that or something close to it, I'd be so happy. A plus for me. Mostly guys I would take A. It's because their position ranking. A lot of these players have been moved up the draft board. Yeah, every simulator has issues. No doubt about that. Femi, man, I know they love him. I like Oladejo. Don't know why he got that grade. We got an A plus here. I freaking love it. Gosh, man. I would be very, very happy. Bid, you took Jay Higgins. Welcome to the light. Again, Bid likes old school football players that are tough as hell. Jay Higgins fits that to a T. Athleticism, one of the worst ever. But seventh round, I'm cool with that. Man, that was fun. You trade back, I don't give a damn who it's with. I trade back for one third rounder. If you got two, I'm telling you, the third round, oh, the third round is everything, this draft. That is going to make or break everything. The third freaking round. Dang, I love it. Now, if you want to be a part of this and hang out with D. Amador Lador, come hang out with us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go get your tickets. And day two of the draft for you hardcore people, that's going to be live draft panel, rotating, broadcasting live the whole time. Giveaways, trivia. Man, come out with us. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com in San Francisco. That's going to do it for us today. Y'all are the best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.